This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump showed the world a thumbs-up gesture as he left the White House Friday for hospital treatment for COVID-19. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Described as feverish and fatigued after treatment with an experimental drug therapy for the new coronavirus, President Trump made a point of walking out of the White House to a waiting helicopter, dressed in a suit with a mask on his face. Giving reporters a thumbs up. Before leaving the White House, he taped an optimistic video.
I think I'm doing very well, but we're going to make sure that things work out. The First Lady is doing very well.
President Trump is expected to spend a few days at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and continue his official duties. White House officials say they're expecting more virus cases. The president has consistently downplayed social distancing and concerns he might be vulnerable. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Leaders and prominent figures from around the world sent their best wishes to President Trump and his family after he announced that he and the First Lady had tested positive for the virus. They include UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who sent his best wishes to the President and First Lady Melania Trump for a quick and complete recovery. Other leaders who sent well wishes include North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Russian President Vladimir Putin, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. More people within the president's inner circle are reporting that they have COVID-19 or are taking precautions after attending the same events. Former advisor Kellyanne Conway tweeted late Friday that she tested positive for the coronavirus after attending a White House event with several others who have since come down with COVID-19. This is VOA News.